Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening in the stars above. It is Friday. For us here in the U.S., it's Friday of a long weekend, which means we have 3 days to get through this morning, and there's a lot happening. It's not particularly bad or, you know, crazy-making. There's Saturday, of course, that might be a little weird. But for the most part, the 3 days should be a pretty good mix of the energies. So here's what we're going to do. Today, we're going to talk about Friday and the transits that are happening here today. Then we'll go into Saturday. And Saturday's probably a longer conversation because there's more going on Saturday than there is today. And then Sunday, we'll go into what's happening. I'm going to give you just a quick overview of Monday. And then I, hopefully, if we have time, I want to do our Wisdom Keepers interface, 64 Faces of Awakening for our Human Design Sun and Earth combination, the Gate 64, which is up on the head center of the Human Design, and Gate 63 on its opposite side, but also up in that head center, giving us, here's the book, right? This one. Giving us a little bit more insight into what it is we're experiencing in terms of mental pressure and mental anxiety over the next few days. All right, so let me do a quick check-in and say hello to people. Good morning, Debbie Tibbetts, Tumiel, it's good to see you, and Mimi and Loanne, hello. Andy Girl, Jennifer Peachy, hello, and Asa, good morning. I jumped right on in this morning, didn't I? I already feel like the engine running. So anybody else checking in, good morning to you. And if you have questions or comments, certainly you can fill those in there in the chat, and Asa will make sure I get the message if it's something I don't see myself. So let's dive in, shall we? Since we have a lot to get through. Friday today is the moon having moved in the middle of the night into the sign of Aries. So we have that energy of action. We have the energy of impatience. I already have been through this one this morning, right? Impatience because my husband's dragging me away from my work to do something for him. And I felt compelled to do that because otherwise he would have messed it up. And he knew he would. So that's why he asked me. So I just finally had to go have some peace, Janet, because that moon in Aries is bringing us that impatience, that inner conflict perhaps, or that just full-on action-oriented energy. But there are no major aspects that the moon is making today either. But don't think that that tells you anything, because there's plenty of other things going on, because the ruler of Aries, where the moon is today, has plenty of tense kind of interactions going on with other planets. We're going to talk only really about the major one, and that's Venus today in a square to Mars. And then also we have Mercury sextile to Venus today. Now, often we sit here in the morning and we're talking about these different transits, the things that are happening. And transits are really just another word for talking about the relationship that the planets are making to one another, to the moon, to the sun, and then how that affects us here on Earth. Oh, hello. My phone never rings in the morning, and I totally forgot to turn it down or off. There we go. Sorry about that, guys. So I wanted to talk about the planets a little bit in terms of how they affect us. As in, for example, lots of people have problems with astrology because they can't understand how it is that planets far flung into the universe can actually affect us here on the Earth. And, you know, we talk about them, I talk about them in particular as energetic forms, but they're really symbols. They're symbols of the archetypal energy that is in play on the planet during the time that they're transiting. That symbol, let's say it's Mercury, which symbolizes communication. It symbolizes the mind and how we're thinking. those symbols are sort of repetitive, as in, you know, Mercury moves around through the zodiac every 88 days or so, or that's how it revolves around the sun. And then how we appear, it appears to us in a chart. It's moving through a sign just about every 3 to 4 weeks, excepting during the time of his retrograde, where it is elongated a bit. So during that time, symbolically, based on the sign that Mercury is in, we're experiencing that energy that is represented by that symbol. So that's what we're really talking about. It's not that Mars makes us angry. It's not that Venus is about love and makes us feel more loving. It's that on a symbolic level, those planets represent those things. And so they end up that it's sort of a mirror then of the energies that we're experiencing here on the planet. So I hope that helps, right? It's not the causation of everything. It's the symbology of what it is archetypically that's available for us here on the planet and how we're going to express it. But we always have free will. Other people have problems with astrology because they think it takes away their free will. That couldn't be further from the truth, right? If we look at astrologies like human design, gene keys, Pleiadian earth energy, and I think even traditional astrology, you would see that it is a series of evolutionary impulses that are moving through. And every time that, let's say you have Mercury in Gemini, every time a planet comes by and triggers your Mercury in Gemini, it adds a new element in the evolution of how it is you will think and how it is that you communicate. And then you always have the choice to continue being the way that you've always been, or to step up and change the way you're being, to grow and evolve, right? So it's the same thing that happens to us when we're children, right? We're growing and evolving into preteens, and then to teenagers, then to young adults, and then to, you know, what are we then? Adults. And then we get older and wiser, right? That's part of our trajectory. So that's happening because as planets are transiting, they're archetypally and symbolically bringing you the energies of that evolution, of your personal evolution, your part that you're playing in the collective evolution, and essentially playing out the soul's plan. Right. Okay. I'm going to go back real quick and see if people have questions about that, because that's just putting a little different spin, a little different flavor to how these planets play out. There's nothing fatalistic about it, is I guess what I mean. So when somebody's like looking at their chart and going, oh no, here comes Mars, it's going to hit my moon, I'm going to be upset, or I'm going to be impatient, or, you know, getting up, you know, nervous, or whatever it is that you think that means, you're creating that. It's the symbol of that potential. But you're the one that chooses what you're doing with that energy, right? There's not a fatalistic sort of setup. So for the bigger transits, for example, when we looked at earlier or late 2019, as we began to realize, oh my gosh, we're going to have this Capricorn trio of planets, and, you know, the cycle that it represents symbolically is a destruction of the old societal norms, making room for the reconstruction of new societal norms that are more in alignment with our evolution. Well, we knew what that was going to necessarily bring. We knew that it was going to bring us some kind of havoc, but we didn't know exactly how that was going to play out, right? So then in every moment we get to choose how it is we're going to react, or are we going to respond to those energies, not just react. Okay. Right. So how's everybody doing with that? Leslie Zuber, good morning. And she says she has very low energy today, and I'm a generator. Low energy can mean that you're in a specific part of your own evolutionary moon cycle where it's lower energy. So we all have a moon cycle based on where the moon was when you were born, and the moon then transiting through every month comes to a point where it's like the dark of the moon, we call it, right? The dark of the moon, which is just before the new moon, where our energy is at its lowest. And that may be where you are in that cycle. And that's a natural time of the month, if you will, Women should be very familiar with that time of the month that you go into a more inward focused or a more quiet space where you may feel more tired, you may feel less energetic, and that's a function of a natural cycle. Nothing's wrong with you, right? Unless something is, and then that is when you're noticing this is occurring all the time, that there's never a break in that. It's not just that today I'm feeling low energy, right? So that might help you a little bit there. Leslie Courtney, good morning to you. She's having car issues, Mars and Aries. there we have that, right? And I mean, it's often we can say, oh, we're having car issues, but cars technically are, the idea of transportation is ruled by Mercury. The idea of the metal in the car is Mars. So maybe there's something Mars Mercury happening in your chart, in your chart, which symbolically represents the potential for a car issue, because I guarantee you that every time that Mercury and Mars come together, there isn't a car issue, right? It's just, what are the choices and what are the lessons that we're learning? Let me just remind you of this. You all have an identity center in your human design, in your body's energy template. And that energy is one directional. It is a monopole, in other words. All it can do is attract. It attracts to you the opportunities, the people, the emotional energy that you need in order to evolve. In your life. And maybe Mars in Aries here with your car issues just slowing things down for you, Courtney, right? So that you're not on the road, maybe in full on conflict or nervousness and get into an accident. I mean, we don't know. We don't always know what the workings of the inner workings of the universe are. So we have to just have faith that all is happening in its right and perfect way. Good morning, Amy. And Andy Girl says, thanks for being here to help assist. Asa, thank you, Asa. That is so absolutely wonderful. Jackie Piccola, it's good to see you. Loving Light, nice to see you. And Kimberly Eberhardt, good morning. Camilla, good morning. Pauline, hello. She says, present. And you should have followed that with and accounted for. Elisa, good morning. Adrienne Jones says, hello and blessings to everyone here today. Christine, good morning. J-Lo, hello. Pauline, I am a cosmic being and cellular memory connects to the galactic center. Symbols and archetypes are too heady for me. symbols and archetypes are what it is, right? Even cosmic knowledge is really symbolic, right? It's symbolic of something and it is archetypal energy. And Leslie says, thank you. You're most welcome. And Rueda, good morning. She's here with us this morning. Okay, so no other questions that I see. Jennifer Peachy, did I say hello to you? If not, hello. I might have missed that. All right, so let's go into a little bit more information then about what is happening today. And again, keeping in mind that these are energy potentials. It doesn't have to be a for sure, foregone conclusion. All right, so Venus squaring Mars. So Venus is the feminine principle. Mars is the masculine principle, where Venus rules love and romance, our finances and values. Mars is really that warrior energy, protective, impulsive, sort of the action-oriented, let's get things done principle. So today what's increased is our drive and many types of drives, the drive for physical expression, our sex drive, our energy might be being pulsed in different ways, right? Pulse like Leslie was talking about feeling tired. Maybe Mars is pressuring you for rest because you've maybe burned up a lot of Mars energy. So we have tension in the atmosphere as well when we have Venus squaring Mars, and it can be sexual tension. It can be relationship difficulties or conflicts that have popped up, impatience with one another, or anger just simmering beneath the surface that then has as an impulse the moment in time where it can be brought up, where we cannot control that impulse, right? And we It's like that the pot of water that you put on to boil, and at some point it's going to boil over. If you've put the lid on it, it will start to steam or boil. So we have this boiling point potentially between masculine and feminine energies within us, but also between men and women in our relationships, right? This is great energy though for physical expression, for getting things done. If you channel that impatience that you're feeling or that conflict that you're feeling, and you transfer that into physical activity, exercise, gardening, playing, walking, swimming, right? This is a holiday weekend, end of summer weekend, so likely we have a lot of opportunities to get out and about, hiking and et cetera. So be willing to, sort of channel that energy into more productive or more positive channels if you're starting to feel that anger boiling up. Mercury will also be in a very nice relationship with Venus, so this might be the chance to cool things down a bit. Right, that I often in a day will see that there are transits that sort of are opposite of one another, like one being like Venus squaring Mars, where it's like stir the pot and conflict and anger and impatience, but also another transit like Mercury sextile Venus that soothe things and make it easier, right? Sort of being able to balance those energies so we're not all hot all the time. Now, it does happen at times where, everything, Saturday might be one of those days, but tomorrow, today is not, where we are expressing all of that angry energy or upset energy. Today, that Mercury sextile Venus makes things a little lighter, more friendly, more fun loving. And if you remember that part, right, remember today is more about having fun and just being more talkative and, being more cheerful and more out in the world, social, even if you can, socializing with each other and entertaining in some way, talking with people, that can help to resolve any other of the conflicts that are going on. Remember greeting things with humor. Right, that often can dispense with some of that more angry energy where everybody starts to laugh, right? And it's just, oh, let's just let that go. So today's that mixed bag sort of energy where there's the potential for, the expression of anger and some kind of tension filling the air, but also the more fun-loving, friendly side with Mercury in a sextile to Venus. Now, from the Pleiadian Earth energy today is 10 healing energy. Now, 10 is the universal energy. So remember, the number is always the universal energy. So all life forms anywhere are applying that energy today. The Earth energy is healing, which in the Mayan calendar, this was the representation of Ish. And Ish was the shaman or the jaguar or the priest, right? They didn't have priestesses in particular, but it was that priestess sort of energy, the shaman, right? The ability to alchemize things, to heal, but use magic, right? In a way that is healing. So this is really healer's energy today. But in order to heal, or to be a healer, you have to first clear your own field. So it can be a day for clearing your own aura to be able to work with other people. It could be a day for getting into some meditation or some sort of contemplation that is a healing force for you or for others. But make sure you heal yourself first, right? You got to heal. You've got to clean your own energy and your own aura before you can actually go out and help anybody else. And the 10, the manifesting. Now, here's a real tricky number, right? The 10, and you hear the word manifesting, and you're like, yes, today's the day for manifesting. But what have you been focused on? Because if you're focused on things that you don't want, you're just as likely to be creating that than you are to be creating the things that you do want, because it's all based on how you're aligned with your mind and your heart and your emotions, right? All three have to be aligned with the same thing. If you enter into an intention, let's say it's an intention to heal something, then if you aren't clear in that to start with, that your mind and your thoughts are aligned, that your heart is aligned with that, that you truly desire that, and that your emotions, you're really feeling that that's possible, that I can feel that being made and put into action, then likely that you've injected something else into that, fear perhaps, or a shadow, another type of shadow energy. So being very aware on a 10 healing day like this, especially if you're trying to heal something within yourself or heal another person, if you're a hands-on healer or you're healing any number of ways, to clear your own aura first. Make sure your intentions are pure and clear before you head out to work on someone else. Question, Taylor wants to know the exact day of the Venus square Mars. Today, it started yesterday. Today, it's in its full on, and tomorrow we'll have it still hanging around. Remember, we had our chat yesterday about applying exact and then waning or separating. So that is exact. Today's the exact. Yesterday, it was building. Tomorrow, it'll be waning. So there you have that. But Mars is moving very slowly right now as well. So we have to count on Venus to move. And by Sunday, Venus has moved not only in a degree, but to a new sign. So it's passing out of our faces. It's passing out of our reality. But the effects of a transit are also something that we should talk about. So Venus square Mars could be the catalyst for some kind of tension to explode between you and another person, particularly a loved one or a significant other. And how long does it take? I don't know. I get over things in a moment. I almost forget people have hurt me because I just go on. But some people don't, right? They hold on to that. So how that plays out in your own life depends on what the conflict is, how powerful of a conflict it is, if it's a conflict at all, and how easily that you can move on from that, because these energies can catalyze a longer period of time of emotional issues between you and another person that won't end specifically with the passing of that particular transit. All right. That was a good question, Taylor. Thanks. Let me see. Any other questions there before I go on? Nope. Okay, perfect. Now, let's talk a little bit about tomorrow. I'm going to go back. Let's make sure I didn't pass somebody up here. J-Lo, woohoo. I am manifesting more connections, which started early, like 1 a.m. on Ancestry. Found more family, and we are speaking this weekend. I am so excited. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. I remember J-Lo when I was first finding my family, and that happened because I took a DNA test through Ancestry, and then it matched with this man who I didn't know, but it turned out he's a brother. And then that opened the gateway to knowing these other 8 individuals as brothers or siblings, brothers and sisters. And it was just an amazing experience, right? And from there's nieces and nephews and cousins and things like that that I never had access to. So it was pretty amazing. So I'm a big fan of Ancestry and doing that because it just helps you connect everything, right? Connect the dots. So carry on. That's a great thing to do, especially as Venus is transiting the last few degrees of Cancer. And Cancer is really a sign that I always think of as genealogy, because Cancer is ancestry, right? Our ancestry, the moon. Anyway, let's go on to Saturday. Saturday, we still have that whole day. The moon will be in the sign of Aries. But tomorrow is the day where those planets in Capricorn, Jupiter, Pluto, and Saturn will be squared by the moon, and where Aries, also in Aries, will come into a conjunction with Mars. So we have some pretty powerful energy on Saturday. Now, this is independent. Just remind you, Aries energy, independent, bold, self-starting, self-sufficient, self-aware, self-acceptance, yada, yada, right? All about the self. And it is also an energy of initiating. So we have Mars energy because Moon in Aries is ruled by the planet Mars. So we have that streak of very masculine energy going with us. Now, the square to Jupiter might be people getting entangled in emotional things, emotional interactions, possibly exaggerating the emotional energy that's available. So the moon, remind you, is emotions and how we're feeling, our moods, while Mars ruling Aries is about anger and upset and conflict and action and brusqueness and impatience, right? So we bring the two of those together, and what we might see is emotional issues. And now if we bring in that square to Jupiter, what we may be seeing is that emotional reaction, or that even an emotional response, getting exaggerated, blown out of proportion. So be aware of that potential, right? Don't make mountains out of molehills, I guess is what I could say about that particular transit. A little bit after that, then the square from the moon to Pluto will occur. And here's a temptation to waste energy through trying to force things to happen. And you know what happens when you force things to happen, right? They often blow up on you, or they break, or something happens back at you that you didn't expect. So we want to watch for that also on Saturday with this very high energy Mars, Aries, moon energy. Don't waste your energy trying to force things to happen. If something isn't happening with ease and with grace, then it's likely out of time. It's not the right thing. It's not the right person to be with. So just set back a little bit, right? Tamp the energy down and just, step back, be a little more objective. Watch for power plays and people doing things in sort of subversive ways tomorrow. That is always a possibility when the moon is transiting square to Pluto. Saturn is also going to receive a square from the moon tomorrow. Yay! Saturn, don't encourage negativity in your life, or don't put out negativity that other people might get. Recognize that being tired or melancholic is a mood that may soon shift, right? It's not that you're depressed or that you or something's wrong with you, that it's just an issue for the moment where our energy may be feeling a little bit depressed down, pushed down. And this happens to all the types, by the way, even generators. Generator energy has periods of time where you go through the plateau, right? Where you're on the high side, and this is manifesting generators as well, if to some degree. You're going through this period of time where you're growing and expanding, but the soul, the spiritual challenge for generators and manifesting generators is to master something. Mastery. Well, mastery can't happen if you're always on the upswing. You have to take that time of integration, that downtime to withdraw, to recharge your battery, to see how all the parts fit together, and then decide what comes next. So that plateau time can feel melancholic as well. Like, where did all the people go? Where did all my opportunities go? Where did all the money go? Where did all the finances go? Or being all the health go? Where did my energy go? So we have that also with Saturn, sometimes that feeling of like, oh, I can't raise my arm. I cannot go anywhere and do anything. So honor that within yourself, right? Honor your body's different moods and the different changes that your physical body, mental, emotional body go through, spiritual body even, as these things happen. And like I said, this is high energy stuff, right? And that can mean that you're also being stressed a bit, right, in your own personal life by these transits. And then, of course, we have the moon in a conjunction to Mars tomorrow. Moon conjunct Mars. Now, that's a recipe for rash behavior, for anger and upset. So, tomorrow's definitely a day. Don't push. Even today, as this is building up, this Aries energy is building up already. I can feel that energy building. So, don't push yourself. Don't allow others to push you, because you have to watch out for overdoing things, right? So watching also for being overly confident and thinking, I can take this on, and then somehow hurting yourself or exhausting your reserves or getting into an accident because you were unconsciously over exuberant or overly taking more action than you needed to. As if that weren't enough. Tomorrow, Mercury having sped up after his retrograde, is now going to change signs into the sign of Libra. Mercury in Libra from tomorrow, September 5th to September 27th, brings a more diplomatic and tactful cooperative spirit to our thinking and to our communication, how we speak with one another. We might see opportunities in the outer world for us to be more tactful and diplomatic in the way that we solve problems even, right? Wouldn't that be nice to have a political party or any of them, any political person in the, because in some ways this is going to play out in the political world, that decided they weren't going to bash, right? That they were just going to speak to their strengths and how they see that they can fit into the way things will work in the universe instead of trying to drag down the other person, right? That's a hopeful thing for us to look forward to, is that instead of dragging each other down, we're speaking each other up, right? And even your own self, speaking your own self up. This is a time for the three C's: collaboration, cooperation, and co-creation in creating, right? In projects, in meetings, in the way we work together. Mercury in Libra favors that rational approach. It is a sign, it is an air sign, which means it's also based on the mental energy, the mind's energy. So it favors that rational approach to our relating with one another, to our finding solutions to problems, etc. It also introduces some vacillation and indecision into the air, and our thinking and speaking may seem a little bit waffly. Like while we're speaking, it may be slower. We may be slower to come into a decision. We may make a decision and then maybe make another one and then maybe change it again. Libra is also a sign that is tough to make decisions, right? Because not because they're not strong mentally or anything like that, but because they can see so many sides of a situation, right? And they want to be fair and they want to bring justness into it and equality into it and harmony. And so they have to take and consider all the sides. So for the time being, at least through the 27th of September, our minds are more ready to see all sides, to see things in a more balanced way, to see multiple points of view, right? To see more than just your own tunnel vision view. And then from that, potentially, we can create win-win. Who doesn't like a win-win, right? Win-win, not win-lose or lose-lose, right? We don't have to create those anymore. We'll have this opportunity to see things with a little bit more clarity because we're seeing all sides of something, that maybe we can find a pathway that isn't a lose-win or a win-lose. Okay. Then tomorrow night, the moon will turn void at 9:46 p.m. my time. So likely that is nine. That's going to be after midnight for those of you on the East Coast. So on the 6th, so Sunday morning, the moon will be void for us from until 1:44 a.m. here, which is going to be 4:44 a.m. I love it. I've been seeing 4:44 a lot lately. So 4:44 a.m. for those of you on the East Coast. And then the moon will be out of Aries. And into Taurus, right? Taurus, a much more earthy and sensual sign. So we have some relief from yesterday, today, and tomorrow's Aries energy of action and anger and upset. It'll be a time for us to recoup, right? To enter into some self-care. Now, the moon in Taurus on Sunday is making two connections. They're not exactly the best of connections. One is a square to Venus, and the other is a conjunction to Uranus. But we'll talk a little bit about what those things mean. So the minute I say square, of course, we know that there's possible conflict there. And we know anytime Uranus enters into the conversation, there are surprises and upsets or things happening that we didn't expect. So with the moon in Taurus tomorrow, we are talking about Taurus energies and what they rule. And Taurus rules money. It rules sensual pleasure. So all of the tactile things. So your five senses: sight, smell, touch, taste. I'm missing one. Vision. No, I said sight. Well, you know what I'm talking about, the five senses. the things that bring us into real physical expression, the down-to-earth sensual pleasures. Contentment is also a part of the Taurus energy, as well as tenacity and perseverance and endurance, right? There's nothing like the bull and, you know, its energy of being able to stay the course of something. Patience. I find that funny that patience is a part of Taurus energy. Although I would say that what Taurus brings is the ability to be patient, but not always patience. Sometimes it's stubbornness, right? That's also something that goes on here. Releasing stubbornness, but allowing patience. And our issues around self-worth also pop up with the moon in Taurus. But Taurus energy is ruled by Venus. And Venus then, as the ruling planet, is coming into a square with the moon on Sunday. So we might feel this as conflicting goals. You might have a goal to have a conversation with someone that that you're in relationship with, but they don't want any part of it, right? They're not willing to hear, or they're not available, or something like that. So you might have mixed emotions about things that have happened over these previous days. An antidote for all of that would be to add more love energy to anything that's still left over, that's been in a conflict, add more love to it, self-love even, all of the bigger love energies are added to something, will soothe it and smooth it over Sunday. Then also that conjunction to Uranus, where we have sudden outbursts or surprises, realizations though, you know, epiphanies and those aha moments that just shake your world, right? That could change the whole trajectory of your life, as happened to me. Things like that happen, and they're not always bad things, right? Sometimes those sudden outbursts really show you where it is that you need to make a break, right? Where you need to make yourself more free and more liberated, because that's what Uranus is after. It's around Uranus's goals are awakening, sort of revolution and liberation, right? That's freedom. So we have that energy through Sunday. As well on Sunday, we have Venus moving into the sign of Leo. And Venus will be in Leo from September 6th until October 2nd. Here is where love is grand and dramatic and romantic and is brought to the center of our universe, right? I often think of when I did the webinar for the people in the membership, I found this wonderful picture of costumed, like drama, dramatic flair, romantically dressed women. And I just thought that was perfect for Venus in Leo. It brings this dramatic flair to everything that we are talking about in terms of our money, our values, our self-worth, and just love in our relationships. We will feel more increase in generosity and increase generosity with our time, with our love, with our energy, with our money. It can be a bit extravagant. So we do want to make sure we're balancing that, that we're not going too far with things and the giving away the farm, as it were. We want to be able to be giving, but we also need to be open to receiving during this energy. We feel like we thrive on attention during this time period, where recognition and compliments go a long way to making people feel good and making you feel good as either the receiver of the compliment or the recognition, but as also the giver of said recognition, compliments, and attention. So pride, passion, ego, remember that part too. Strut your stuff, right? It's a time to strut your stuff, to be that, just be you. Do you best, so do you, right? Make yourself the center of attention, as well take other people and make them the center of attention. You know, giving everybody their sort of attention will bring more love and feel good feelings to everything. All right, questions. I saw Asa just popped up with a question here for me. Rueda's asking if her north node is in Taurus. Well, I don't know. I don't know where it is, Rueda. Should she be aware of anything when the moon is in Taurus? Oh, are you saying your north node is in Taurus? Well, everything that I just said, Rueda, is what you should be aware of. Let me back up. So anybody, those kinds of questions are really up to you. not up to me to tell you what you should be aware of. We just talked about what to be aware of in the sign of Taurus. And the North Node in Taurus would be working on these Taurian themes throughout your life, moving more to a spirit of abundance and being able to give and to work on prosperity and all of that instead of lack, right? Often there's this energy that goes back and forth of finances in Taurus energy. So you're working money and finances and abundance. You're working sensuality, being grounded down to earth with all of your physical senses, being seeking and finding contentment, tenacity and patience. Where are you stubbornly dug in somewhere? Where should you be more enduring and perseverant? And also dealing with issues around self-worth. So hopefully that helps. Yeah. Oh, it's, you said if my North Node, and your North Node is in Taurus, so you're moving in that direction. Ursula said, OMG, thought of you when I was up and saw it was 4:44 a.m. Not only did I wake up and the coffee maker was at 4:44 a.m. yesterday morning, later in the afternoon, as I was thinking about what I was going to do for dinner, because I was on my own last night, my husband has to work really late these days for the short term. I happened to glance at the clock. It was 4:44. What is that, right? So there's this, and then something else happened yesterday that I saw was 4:44. Oh, when we were doing card readings yesterday, there were cards that kept adding up to 13, which is a 4. And I think we went through that two times at least. So it was interesting that number is in the scheme of things here. Okay, so Taylor, maybe because of my North Node there, that comes out of blue. Okay, I feel the best in Leo energies. There you go. Maybe because of my North Node there. I don't remember what house that is in, Taylor. It could be that Leo energy. Well, Leo is fire, which matches your, I think you're a Sagittarian, aren't you? So Leo and Sagittarius energies would be complementary. So likely you feel good even in Aries energy, but maybe it's a little more conflict ridden because, or confrontational, or maybe you're more impatient because of the youthful nature of that, of that Aries energy. So there's always that to go with. Okay. Any other questions? Pauline, Taurus in 10th and 11th house natally. That means your Taurus energies are always working through the career and profession, or the 11th house of wishes and dreams, or hopes and aspirations, or friendships and networking and the people that you align yourself with. Taylor, 8th house, Sag rising. So Now I got lost in that, Taylor. I'm sorry. Today's not a day to do personal readings, but hopefully the things I've talked about will give you a better understanding how it is that you can better understand you without me telling you about you, right? I've already told you about you. Do what you need to do to understand you, right? And how these energies play together. So, and if you feel really good when the moon's in Leo or when anything's moving through Leo, look to where Leo is in your chart. What house is that? Are there specific things that are going smoothly in your life based on the energies of that house? So we always have that as well. Now, Monday is a day where the moon is in Taurus all day. It's not making any major aspects. There are some that are really feel good ones, but the message I want to get out to you for Monday is that we are ending the week of our Pleiadian Earth energy. We're coming to 13 evolving energy, with evolving being the sign Kaban in the Mayan calendar, which was the representation of an earthquake, right? Earthquake or earth shaking, which meant that there were upsets and turmoil and things turning over, if you will. And the 13 itself represents completion in preparation for ascension to the next level. So Monday will be a day for us to go within, to really look in and check on how well we've done in this 13-day period that began with one moving energy. How well have you moved, right? How well did you entertain that energy of movement during this 13-day period of time? And then it gives us the opportunity to also prepare for the next energy, the next new beginning. And Now I've forgotten what the next beginning was going to be. Was it self-regulating? We've already been through that, but it is one self-regulating. So that's what we're preparing for the next 13-day period of time. At that point, will be all about our being able to cut out what no longer serves us and to open up space for what it is that we want to bring in, being very responsible for our own learning, responsible for our own condition, responsible for how we respond to anything that pops up in our lives. All right. So that is it for me today. With that energy, I want to now kind of switch over and do a couple of readings for the wisdom faces, right? Our wisdom faces. So that is it for me today. So I hope you all have a wonderful 3-day weekend, wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, be safe, be aware, stay cool, stay calm, stay collected. I will see you all on Tuesday. Thanks very much for joining me.